If the tax bill passes, it'll also pass the Alexander Murray bipartisan legislation that will lower health insurance premiums for Tennesseans who don't get government subsidies to buy insurance. It will lower those premiums by about 18% in the year 2019. For the last several years, premiums have been skyrocketing for about 150,000 Tennesseans who don't get any government help. I ran into a self-employed farmer at Chick-fil-A the other day in Nashville, and she told me her premiums had gone from $300 a month to $1,300 a month. And I said, well, I've got a Christmas present for you. If we pass the Alexander Murray bill, it will begin to reduce your premiums by about 18% in 2019, which for her would be about $2,000. Now, it is true the tax bill will also repeal the individual mandate. That's good news for most Tennesseans because that means you don't have to pay a penalty for insurance you don't want to buy. But it will also slightly create upward pressure on premiums. But the Alexander Murray legislation will push rates down a lot further than repeal of the individual mandate will push them up.
And will that be part of the tax bill?
It won't be part of the tax bill, and I should make that clear. It's not part of the tax bill. The tax bill will not include the Alexander Murray legislation. But Senator McConnell has pledged to put Alexander Murray on the spending bill that will also pass next week. The president said he will support it. We're very hopeful that the House will agree to it, since most House members already voted for similar provisions in their repeal and replace legislation earlier this year. It'll stabilize the insurance market. I mean, insurance rates in Tennessee have gone up 176% in the last 5 years, another 58% in 2018. This will send them going down.
But if the repeal goes through, or if the no penalty, essentially repeal goes through, it won't make your bill any more complicated to, like, logistically roll out?
No, it won't. The tax bill will include the repeal of the individual mandate. That will push rates up slightly. Later that week, we'll pass the spending bill, which includes Alexander Murray. That's the bipartisan bills that will push rates down more in 2019.